Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU women's tennis team. Kara Johnson with us, a senior out of Anoka. A 6-3 victory over Minnesota Crookston. Just three matches left in the season. Kara, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
As the season has progressed, Kara, how much better has the team gotten? How much better have you gotten?
The team's gotten a lot more confident in their ability to play, and that's basically what our big issue has been. So the confidence level's gone up, and so we've been able to know that we can compete with the other teams in the conference.
In matches that you have won compared to matches that you guys have lost, have you noticed one telling difference between the two, or matches you've lost, has there just been a variety of different reasons?
Like, it's mostly the confidence issue, I think. Like, we obviously don't have, like, the best record in the world, and so, like, believing that we can actually win these matches, because we've competed in every single one of them, like, there hasn't been, like, a full blowout, even though scores may indicate that, but really it hasn't been that way. And so just the confidence issue, knowing that we can close out points and win the games, is what's been changing and making us better.
Three matches left. What do you guys still want to accomplish?
We want to take all three of them.
How about you personally?
I would like to take all three of them, too.
Being a senior, is there any regrets on your decision to come here and play here or not?
No, I was really happy with my decision to play on the tennis team, and the girls have been great throughout all my 4 years here, so it's been a fun time.
I've got to ask, has it been a challenge, or has it been kind of exciting every year coming in with a new coach?
Well, it's been, like, difficult because every coach has their own way of running practices and their own way of running things in general. But we've had some good coaches, and each one brings something unique to the team.
You guys will take on Northern, Winona, and Minnesota State Mankato yet before the season ends. How much do you know about those three teams?
Well, we found out today that Northern is only going to have 4 or 5 girls available, so hopefully we can take that game, those ones. And then Winona and Mankato will be really tough, but if we keep believing that we can do it, I think we can surprise them and take those matches.
I don't know how closely you follow the rest of the sports in the NSIC, but it seems like there are the perennial powerhouses in every sport, and a lot of them are the same schools. Does that hold true to tennis as well?
Yeah, we got St. Cloud, who's really, really tough, and then we have Upper Iowa, who's also really tough, and I think those are probably the top two schools in our conference right now. And then they switch the top, like, 6 throughout each year. So,
again, congratulations. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
For more information about the BSU tennis team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.